it's our job to match that. And again, there's so much to be played for. It's not as if they're the only ones with something on the line. We control our own destiny just as they control their own destiny. So with a lot being on the line, you know, we're professionals. We have to find a way to match that intensity, match that enthusiasm, and go out there and play at a high level.
How much more do you have to disguise, whether it's blitzes or whether it's certain fronts, different formations, different things, to throw them off? Yeah. But how do you, Chip was talking about today, you don't want to overanalyze too much and just do what you guys do well.
Exactly. You can't overanalyze or try to change too much, because when it comes down to it, there are 14 weeks of game film already up to this point. So you can disguise, you can change, you can try to do all these other things, but you are who you are on tape. And they know who we are on tape, we know who they are on tape. It's going to come down to execution, it's going to come down to who's going to win their one-on-one matchups. We were fortunate in Thanksgiving to win our one matchups. We got to come out here and do it again. You can try to disguise, but in all trying to change your MO, you might end up throwing yourself out of a gap and whatnot. So you got to just do what you do and do it at a high level.
How much do you look forward to getting out there since you weren't able to play in the first game 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, being born and raised in Dallas, that one killed me not to be able to play. But the coaches have given me a couple weeks off just to kind of rest up, knowing that we have a big stretch run down and the rest of the season, then obviously optimistically into the playoffs. So now to get back out there, knowing what Dallas does, being able to watch as a spectator, and now to know, oh, it's a fairly simple game plan. It's a fairly simple offense when you break it down. I can't wait to get out there and be a good addition to the front seven.